We are live at the Met with Massenet's Werther. Well, it's intermission now, and we're going to go backstage. I think Lauren Toulagian has captured our Werther.
Thank you very much, Mary Jo. I'm happy to say I've talked a number of times with this gentleman, and it's always exciting to be with tenor Vittorio Grigolo. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This role sounds like it was written for you, this role of Werther. We are hearing so many beautiful colors in your voice. Does it feel like a natural fit for you?
Well, I think it's like having a beautiful cover in a cold weather when you are freezing, and I really feel that I can play with it, and I can enjoy it a lot of myself, and deep inside there is a lot of hidden emotion sometimes, and I have a chance with this role to bring it out.
Well, it's been a wonderful run, and it's been a joy to hear you sing it.
Thank you. Just 2 seconds ago, you just grabbed me after.
And more to come in Act 3. So let's talk about the big news. It was just announced yesterday that you'll be singing your very first Cavaradossi in our new production of Puccini's Tosca next season, replacing Jonas Kaufmann. We're all buzzing with excitement about that. Cavaradossi may be the most dramatic role you've sung so far, Vittorio. So what made you decide it was time to take it on?
First of all, I think sometimes Werther could be even more dramatic than Cavaradossi, so I don't think it's very dramatic. I mean, the fact that it's always a heroic and a beautiful, beautiful part, it makes me feel excited. Mm. I can't wait to have hands on the score, but I have to say that I already had the score many times in my hands. And since I was a little kid, I was 13, I was playing the little part of the Pastorello, the little shepherd.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
So I was playing that with Luciano Pavarotti and Daniel Oren the first time at the Theater of Rome. And that for me was a moment that would stay forever in my heart. And since then, I always dream about this role. And the occasion came, I have to say that I've already scheduled the role in the future, in 2019. But this will come a year before, let's say a season before. So nothing that will take over, you know, change my plans to. But I think that having it here at the Met in such a great house that really I really love and I feel comfortable, it's the right time and place, I think, to have a great debut with this role. And actually, I hope, I don't want to say that I replace him. Actually, it's not that I'm having something. I don't want to take nothing out of anybody. So I would like to say that I really love to be here. And the fact it was just an occasion that Mr. Gelber asked me, he said, do you feel like, you know, like,
yes,
like having it? So it was like a thought. I really like that he thought about me, and we had the same beautiful thought, and this is a dream come true for me. So I wish Jonas, that is a great friend, a great comeback as soon as possible. So I cannot wait.
And you'll be reunited with Christina Opelais, which is wonderful.
Yes, she jumped into
La Bohème
right away. Yes, she was like crazy. She jumped right away, and it was an incredible history. Last minute, let's say, she took the flight last minute, and that was a great, let's say, discount from the rehearsal. But she put a lot of herself. She's a great talent, and I can't wait to have and share the stage with her, and also with the husband that is actually conducting both of us in Tosca.
It's going to be wonderful.
McVicar, let's talk about McVicar quickly. He's a genius. So this new production, I love him. I said to McVicar, I want to work with you. So all the dots are coming through. And I think Bryn Terfel is part of the cast. So it's going to be something that really ends on.
It's going to be so very special. Vittorio Grigolo, great to speak with you
and
as always.
Thank you again,
and
America,
we'll see you again
and
soon.
The Met for the great chances. This is the land of the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Mary Jo, back to you and Ira in the radio booth while I look for Sophie and Albert.
Thanks, Laurent. Well, I think he sounds excited, Ira. Going to be the season of Vittorio Grigolo next season at the Met. He'll be singing The Tales of Hoffmann. He's Hoffmann. Edgardo in Lucia di Lammermoor, in addition to Cavaradossi. Three very different roles we'll get to see him in.
And Hoffmann's another poet in pursuit of unattainable love like Werther.